It's absolutely a real deal on losing money. With the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement hanging in the balance and waiting for a vote from Congress, hopefully later this year. In the meantime, because of bilateral trade agreement between Japan and Australia, we're losing market share into our biggest export trading partner for beef, Japan, to the tune of more than $100 million just in the earlier months. And as time goes along this year, we're going to continue to lose a larger market share. And it all goes back, we're losing money out of our pockets all the way back at the ranch. And this is a big, big deal. Look at all the cattle across this nation that get exported overseas, and if we lose another $25 or $50 a head, it adds up, and it could hurt our industry.
Kester, a California cattle producer, says while in D.C., they met with U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman, someone they've had good working relationship with.
I'm glad to say NCBA and our producers have a really strong working relationship with the U.S. Trade Representative's office, and with this administration, we've butted heads on a lot of different environmental issues and whatnot, but on trade, we have to support the administration because they've got the right position to help us all the way back with our pocketbooks. And we need to work really close and help out the U.S. Trade Representative's office and this administration to get this trade agreement over the goal line.
NCBA says TPP supports U.S. jobs, expands exports to U.S. agricultural products, and levels the playing field for U.S. beef producers.